Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America, and my name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is March 13, 2015, and once again, we have a great show this week as we are still celebrating Women's History Month, as is this the whole month of March, that our each guest will be focusing on their experience and what it is about Women's History Month to them. So this week, as we are delighted to have Dr. Donna Singer. How are you doing, Dr. Singer?
Very well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we are so delighted to have you on the show. As this week, last week we focused on business, women in business. This week we'll be focusing on women in the music industry. Dr. Donna Singer is a jazz vocalist. She's an international recording artist. For headlining in 2015, the Bethany Jazz Concert in Kansas, the Glendale Jazz Series in Phoenix, Center for Discovery Summer Night Music in New York, 2014, Nebraska International Jazz Series, Newburgh Jazz Series, Vena Virginia Amphitheater, Saratoga Arts Festival, World Famous Shrine, Harlem, New York, and also she submitted her CD for Destiny Moment of Jazz for a Grammy nomination. Unfortunately, this year she did not get it, but definitely we are already celebrating for next year that she will be not only a nominee, but an award, a recipient of that great award.
Thank you.
She's an electrifying and dazzling jazz showstopper with a remarkable repertoire of jazz, swing, rhythm, and blues. Her cool, sultry, vibrant, and playful voice has wowed audiences in intimate cafe gathering as well as theater and concert venues. Her music is heard on five continents, Sydney, Australia. She's a graduate of the New York Academy of Theoretical Arts. Arts with former training at the Juilliard School. So we are delighted to have you once again, as we know you are a busy woman traveling the world and sharing your musical talents with them. But we really want to talk today about how did women in the past in the music industry influence you, and as well as what do you look for forward and to come with women in the music industry. So tell us, how did you find your passion for music?
I think music found me when how do we remember? When we're in the crib, we're listening to the lullabies. My mom told me that I started singing Mary Had a Little Lamb, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I started learning songs at a very, very early age. And it just stayed. I love singing. I like to say I've been singing all of my life, and it's a great, great, great feeling. It really is. The women who have influenced me, my mother sang. She did not sing professionally, but I bet if she could, she would have. My aunt Medina, she sang professionally throughout New York, California, and all over the United States back in the 60s and the 70s. She was a huge influence on me. I remember going to her shows and just being in awe of what she could do to a song. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was phenomenal. So those were the personal women in my life. And, of course, we have the wonderful, wonderful African-American women that were introduced to me via records and tapes and 8-tracks. I loved Nancy Wilson and Dinah Washington, Nina Simone, all the wonderful women that my father introduced me to via the record player.
Wow. Now, did you take any lessons, or you just naturally have a beautiful voice?
Thank you. Natural, of course. I took piano lessons from the age of 8. And once again, my mother remembers when they were teaching me how to play the piano and I had to count the rhythm out loud, I would count the rhythm in the melody I was playing it in. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3. I would count the melody. and from the very beginning. So, and then I went to voice lessons when I was in college and high school. I took voice lessons.
Wow. Now you said that your family has musical talents. Now, is there something that kept you alive? Because sometimes when people come from families with musical talents, they kind of drift away. Did you always have this strong passion for music, or did you have to refuel that fire?
Nope, I've always had the passion for music. I would say it's ingrained in me. I've never left music all throughout my educational studies. Even when I wasn't studying music, I was always in music. At RIT, where I got my undergraduate work, Rochester Institute of Technology, I was in the gospel ensemble, and we toured all over Rochester and Canada. So even when I was in studying for business and administration, I was still singing. I'm such a mess.
Now, what is it about jazz music that grabbed your attention to just focus on that genre, even though you also are influenced and incorporate other genres of music into your
talent? I like the vocal simplicity of jazz songs. Mm-hmm. The songs of yesteryear, I know everyone's like, oh, they're so simple, and I like that. I like the boy meets girl, what L-O-V-E, love, and what a wonderful world, and how fly me to the moon. I like the simplicity of those songs. Now, don't get me wrong. On my last album, I did R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. Mm-hmm. And those words really spoke to me, and I really felt that my trio and I could really interpret that song correctly in the jazz genre. I like jazz because I like piano. I took piano lessons. I love my bass and I love my drum. I love the jazz trio. Mm-hmm. I also sang with a big band, an 18-piece big band orchestra. I love swing. So for 14 years, I sang with a big band orchestra. I love
them.
Yeah, it's absolutely, you know, and you're right. I love all types of music. But jazz, I do migrate towards because I love the simplicity of a piano, bass, and drum with, like, viola, a little bit of sax on the side, mm-hmm. a little bit of trumpet over the ears to just bring in that tonality. I love it. I just love it.
Well, that's awesome, because as you're talking, it makes me remember as a kid growing up that my parents always had music in the background. And for me, one of the people that really, I remember I was 5 years old in the backyard of the daycare center I was going to, and all I could remember was, not Mariah Carey, that's another person that I really admired. Whitney
I love
Houston.
Mariah Carey.
Whitney Houston, We Are the Children.
Yeah.
That's
wonderful.
I remember being in the background and singing that. So what is it about? Because for me, when I listen to music and being in my church choir, I'm no renowned jazz singer like you, but, you know, I do my little thing to worship the Lord. What is it that music does to you? Because for me, when I listen to music, it is the remedy for all emotions. It is the best way that I can express my joy to life and my joy of worshiping God, or just my joy in general. So what is it that music does to you that gives you that feeling or that sensation?
Music makes me whole in a beautiful realm. I love my husband. I love the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and he gave me this talent, and this talent makes me complete.
Yeah.
It's me. I can't separate from the music. So your question is, what is it that music does for me? It completes me. Mm-hmm. I love interpreting a song and helping you get to a wonderful place in your being. That just, you're right, music is uplifting. Music makes you think. Music makes you happy. Oh, there's some songs I hear, I just start crying. Eyes on the Sparrow, I just start crying. I just start crying. I just love that song. It puts me in a place where I am reflecting. I am thinking. If I'm thinking of What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong's version, mm-hmm. oh, my goodness. I'm totally transformed into another place where that I want to go. I really want to go. So for me, music completes me. It really does.
So when you were a little girl and you were probably in your living room or somewhere in your room had the brush in your hand as your microphone, what song, what is the first song that comes to mind thinking back to your childhood about music?
The Rock and Roll Waltz is the one of the first songs I remember fully learning. It wasn't K-Star. I can't remember the person, but my mom was singing the Rock and Roll Waltz. So we're talking, let's see, I was born in 65. So, yeah, this would be about 69, 70, 1970. And I just remember singing this song. And it is a song about an older couple who want to waltz to a rock and roll Elvis Presley song. But they want to waltz. So they turn the song into a rock and roll waltz. And I have a vivid memory of me singing this song and waltzing. And I knew how to waltz. I mean, we knew how to dance in the 60s and 70s. We danced, and I remember that song.
So everyone since the 80s doesn't know how to dance.
Oh, well, let's put it this way. My husband and I are taking swing dancing and the bachata and the foxtrot, and we love it. We absolutely love it. So, yes, we do know how to dance. Let's say we dance differently, just like we have different genres of music.
Yeah.
We have different genres of dance.
Yeah. And I love swing music. I did not realize, I thought, you know, when I thought of swing music, I would think of, like, the movies like Grease or something like that where they had that type of swing. But there's actually, like the Frank Sinatra type of swing. It was at the beach. And of course, it was mostly elderly people, our seniors, I should say. But it was just such great music. It's kind of like the Michael Bublé type art. That's like our modern version of swing music. And it's just so much fun and so exciting. And just to hear different types of genres of music
is definitely.
And I think it gives insight to helping you actually even be open as a person. Because I grew up on country music. When I was growing up, we couldn't listen to R&B. We couldn't listen to rap. I was lucky if I could listen. The only music we could listen to besides country music was Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, and Whitney Houston. If it wasn't any of those, we could not listen to it. So when you think of the different genres of music, what is your taste of the music that we have today?
Well, believe it or not, my son is 24, and he just put an artist in front of me, and I absolutely love her, and I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank, and she's really hot right now. It's not Rihanna, it's someone, he listens to house music, and I can't think of her name. I just like all types of music. Mm-hmm. When I say I sing jazz, I see some people like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And I'm like, well, you know, I like it all. I love Patsy Cline with old country. I like all types of music. But for today, who do I listen to today? Let's think. I love Adele. I was devastated when Whitney Houston passed away. I was devastated when Michael Jackson passed away. We lost some greats. When I was growing up, Prince was huge. I love Prince. Are you kidding? So it's just, I love it all.
Now, if there was one woman in history, in the music industry, you would love to meet, who would that person be? Why and what would you say to them?
I'm going to keep it today because, as you mentioned earlier, I did submit my CD for a Grammy nomination, and I did get on the ballot, which was very, very exciting. I was thrilled to see your name next to all these wonderful jazz musicians. I mean, the people who submit, there's only like maybe 200 submissions. So to know that your name was picked out of 8 billion people in the world, and your name is up there with 200, it was a phenomenal feeling. Like to meet is Diane Reeves, who won the Grammy this year, and deservedly so. To be in with her, I gladly take that. I would meet her, and I would say to her, thank you for helping me want to perspire to be all that I can be, because we're peers. We're in this together. I want to meet you to say thank you and to say I'm there with you, marching the march with you for jazz music. Yeah, I could pick someone in the past. There's a lot of people. I'd love to meet Thelonious Monk and Charlie Parker and Count Basie and Duke Ellington and Nancy Wilson, Dinah Washington. I'd love to meet all of them. But if I could meet someone tomorrow, if you said to me, Diane Reeves is going to be at the Carlisle with you, oh, my God, I would be there. And I would congratulate her on her Grammy, tell her that I submitted my CD for a Grammy, and thank her for allowing my CD to be next to hers. To just say,
wow,
thank you. Thank you for that.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to not only you being on the ballot next year, but winning an award. So we're already celebrating that.
I'm looking
forward. That is definitely a great accomplishment for your musical talent is just by far just amazing.
Yeah.
And it's not a big jazz person, but I listen to a couple of jazz here and there. But your voice is so unique. Your style is so unique to jazz that it's just
it really gravitates.
And I believe that's why it is international, is because your music, your style and your is so unique. It's not your typical jazz music, but, you know, and you have a great sense. I remember seeing you perform at the Florida Women's Business Center event, and it was just, you add humor to it, and I think your personality just shines right through your performances, which also is another aspect. But as we talk about music, what is it that you see today that you're hoping that it would help to keep the passion, the love, the drive of music to come?
What I'd really like to see today are independent artists. Those are artists who do not have a big label. Mm-hmm. I'm distributed by Sony, iTunes, Amazon, and quite a few other major distribution labels.
Mm-hmm.
But for artists who are not distributed on major labels to get out there to the world,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them to continue to strive to go forward. The music industry's changed so much. The world has changed so much. Everything's ours at a drop of a dime. It's ours. And I'd like to see those artists Donna, I'm making a CD. I don't know how to get it out there. I hope that they just continue to learn and grow and do what needs to be done. I didn't know either. I didn't know how to go about getting a publicist or a manager. How do I put my music on in South Africa? My music is played in Cape Town, South Africa. I didn't know how to do that, but I strived. And I said, if I'm going to be on the ballot with Diane Reeves, I'm going to find out. I want my music out there. So I just hope that the younger generation, the generation that's coming up now with music, I know American Idol is great, and The Voice. I auditioned for The Voice. I think all of those things are absolutely wonderful. But don't lose your focus on the music. And getting out there in the music business, because it is a business, you have to create your doors. Create your doors and then walk through them. Nobody's going to sit there and say, Donna, do you want to be played in Sydney, Australia? No, Donna had to find out, how do I get my music played in the world? And then she created the door and then she went through it. So please, that's what I hope. That's what I hope for people today, that they just continue to strive.
And I think that speaks across all areas of life, not just for women or individuals in the music industry. I think it's just life in general. Because as you're speaking, it's almost an encouragement. It's actually an encouragement to me as well. Because it's just, you know, when you are striving for such a big goal, sometimes you get distracted. Sometimes you get discouraged. Sometimes you're wondering, is my work really going to pay off? And you have to press. You know, if you have this big goal, you have to, just like you did, you have to, it comes to a point of how hungry are you for it?
Right.
You know, you were hungry to make sure that you're doing it because you love music. You're doing it because you want others to enjoy this gift that God has given you. And it's one of those things, you know, people have to ask themselves, whatever goal they're trying to reach, how hungry are you for it and how hard are you willing to work to get it, no matter what, no matter how long it takes. But how long did it take you from starting to as a professional in order to get your music at this level? Because I think that's another thing to remind people that it's not something that happens overnight. And
if
it takes you, you know, many years, don't get discouraged. Keep going for it.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm still growing. I mean, I didn't join the Recording Academy till 2 years ago because here's the thing. In order to join the Academy, you know when you go to accept your Oscar, the first thing they say is in the Oscar, I'd like to thank the Academy. It is such a hard Academy to get into. They don't just say, okay, Donna, you did an album, come in. No, you have criteria, you have policies, you have procedures, you have applications. It's a lot. I would say I started truly seeing a difference in my career and starting to go nationally and internationally. I would say maybe as little as 5 years ago. Yeah, it took a long time. I've been singing professionally for about 18 years now. But I would say within the last 7 years, all of a sudden things have started opening up for me. But also, iTunes changed everything for independent artists. I mean, Google changed things. We didn't have the access to this information that we didn't have 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So there's things that I know now that I would have never known about, even 10 years ago, to help push my career along.
Mm. Yeah. Now, what advice would you give to young musicians, people who are thinking about going into the music industry? What advice would you give them, especially to women, young women and women who are seeking to build their musical career?
One, don't stop taking lessons. I still take lessons. Mm-hmm. I still sing in a lesson format. Number two, learn the music business. Stop hoping someone will call you with that golden telephone. It's not mm-hmm. going to happen. Google things. Find out where the jazz festivals are. Find out where the networking are. Find out where people are so you can invite them to your shows. And number three, get over yourself very fast. You're not going to find an agent. You're going to have to do it yourself. And that's a good thing because you want to be in control. I don't mind calling places to see if they'd like me to sing. Would you like me to do a show? Yeah, they may say no. Okay, they say no. I pick up the phone, I call the next place. It's just like any other business. Everybody wants you to be Rihanna and Beyonce and just get discovered. And you have to create your own doors. Persevere, create the doors. Say, I want to sing there. What do I have to do to sing there? Okay. What do I have to do to get a contract to sing there? Okay. What do I have to do to get people to come in and see me sing there? Okay. Do you see how you have to create your own doors?
Yeah.
You have to constantly create your doors and walk through them. So that's my advice. Just keep going on. Think about it. Go through your steps. Diabolical, think about what you have to do to perform at the Metropolitan Opera House, and then go for it. That's what you have to think about. Create your doors. Mm-hmm. Create your doors, and then walk through them.
Mm-hmm. So it's really having the end goal in mind. So if someone's goal is to be at the Opera House, you know, they have to realize, look at the Opera House, what people have gone through there, what have the people done, and then start working their own plan to reach that end goal.
That's exactly. And your plan may be so different from mine. Your plan may say, I got to go to California. My plan says, well, I got to stay in West Palm Beach. Your plan may say, I need to do a CD. My plan may say, I need to do more shows in festivals. Your plan may say, see, there are so many different avenues. You have to find what's best for you. Yes, I'm doing festivals nationwide, but I'm also working on my next CD so that I can go for that Grammy nod in 2016. But I'm also trying to find performances and here in West Palm Beach, Florida. Do you see? I've got three things in the mix I'm working on. Nobody's calling me. Donna's creating three doors, and now three doors she has to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's something else you said, you know, we can't, whatever that goal is, we can't wait for people to, you know, I was listening to TD Jakes the other day, and he said, the gift that you were born with it. So
right.
Whether there's one person that comes to hear you speak or whatever that goal is for you, or 10,000 people come hear you speak, you've always had that gift. It's not someone that acknowledges your gift that gives that gift value. You have to give that gift value, whether no one listens or millions of people listen.
Right.
And then it's something to say that, you know, if you do want that call, you have to maybe be the one to call them. You can't
expect,
you know, a recording artist to say, hey, you know,
right.
I'm a single, we would love for you to be on our label. No, you have to be the
you
one
have to
initiate
call.
And be proactive.
Nebraska didn't know who I was. Nebraska was like, who is Donna Singer? And don't get me wrong, Kansas, they called me. Saratoga, they called me. But Newburgh, I called them. So you have to be able to pick up that phone. Nobody's going to know who Donna Singer is. And then Nebraska was like, yeah, get out here. So I went. So open that door. Start getting, Google your information, research, investigate, see what's out there for you to take, and then go take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you and your husband are both musicians. Tell us that quick story.
Well, Roy is a composer. He went to the Philadelphia Conservatory in Pennsylvania. He really fast, Roy wrote a song, asked me to sing it. I fell in love with it, fell in love with him, and 18 years later, we're still married. Yeah, so somehow, he's written off-Broadway shows, he's written musicals, he loves magicals, which is a wonderful classical form, but his passion is Broadway. He loves musicals. He loves just writing songs for shows. If you have a show or if you have lyrics, the lyrics are great, everything's wonderful, but if it's in a show, he works with different lyricists all the time. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be 70, and he's working on two shows right now.
Oh, my goodness. And he does like a day over 60.
He's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, tell us about your upcoming shows and tell how your audience can find you, come to your performances, get your CDs, know about your music and everything.
You can find me at www.donna-singer.com or donna-singer.com. Yeah. My next show that's coming up on Mondays, I'm at the United Methodist Church of the Palm Beaches for their jam session, Mondays from 4 to 5:30, and they're free with refreshments. Come with a song in your heart. The musicians are there ready to play, and we just have a fantastic time. And then on Wednesdays, I'm at Tin Fish Clematis. There we have our shows are from 6:30 to 8:30. Once again, no cover, no minimum. You might want a nice seafood dinner. Come with a song in your heart. We'll sing. Usually I sing throughout the evening. But, hey, you never know. Someone might get up and sing a song for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to reach me, on my website has my email and my contact information.
Awesome, awesome. So we are just looking forward to the next time we speak, next time we hear about your musical talent. Hopefully I'll be in touch with you anyway, but for our audience, that we will be able to call you a Grammy Award-winning recipient.
Thank you. I can't wait. I have that goal. And you know what? I have that goal written down. That's another thing. Write your goals down. I have that goal written down. We were on the second tier of the Toronto Jazz Festival. The second tier. We didn't make it, but you're darn right. I'm going to try again next year. Write your goals down. Create your doors. I'm going to keep calling them. Is that it for us? Is a half hour over?
As they say, as the Bible says, whatever a man thinketh, so is he. So we are just so delighted to have you on the show today. We just want to say thank you so much for really imparting on our audience today, especially in celebrating Women History Month, because as I say, you know, I highly respect those of the past, but I also am passionate about celebrating women of today and tomorrow, because sometimes we always say, oh, we have to celebrate people after they die, but I think the greatest celebration is while people are alive and they know that people value them and appreciate their gifts and talents and the impact they are doing to the world. So, Dr. Donna Singer, we thank you for all that you're doing as a woman who is breaking forth in the music industry and soon to come, Grammy Award-winning artist, and definitely all the music that you're sharing with the world, your gift, your talent that God has given you. We wish you all the best. Peace and blessings to you and your family as you continue to share such a great gift of a musician with the world. Now, you're welcome. My name is Sayo DeLeca, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. So please come back next Friday as we will have another special guest, a woman who will share some insights on Women History Month and how it relates to her and her particular industry. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Have a wonderful weekend. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.